listening to a very special edition of Cultivating the Lovely with my good friend Katie Duckett. You might remember hearing from Katie a year ago on her very highly downloaded episode of Cultivating the Lovely, where we talked about her vision for relationally driven homeschooling. Ladies, I am so excited to be able to offer up this little short episode because we're talking all about the Lovely Homeschool course, which releases this Wednesday at historically low prices. It's going to be so much fun to be able to offer this to you guys, starting out at $5.99 first thing in the morning and then going up by a dollar every hour. But I really wanted to be able to share with you guys Katie's experience with the Lovely Homeschool course and what it's done for her. Also, I wanted to let you know that if you have any questions about the Lovely Homeschool course, whether you're a brand new homeschool mom just trying to figure out all of her options, or you're considering homeschooling and what it could really look like and do for you, or if you're a veteran homeschooling mom and you just want to be able to put together a more cohesive plan for your year that really encapsulates your vision of what homeschooling can be, along with solid plans that you can actually stick with and have done all before your year begins and really have your best homeschooling year yet, then I highly suggest that you come to our Facebook Live that I will be doing on Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So just show up on the Bold Turquoise Facebook page at facebook.com/boldturquoise. At 3:30, I will be there to answer all of your questions and kind of give you a walkthrough of what you can expect in the course and how it will benefit you and your family. I will also be giving away one free course to someone who attends that live event. So be sure to check that out on Tuesday, April 24th at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I really hope to see you there. But otherwise, I want you guys to be able to hear straight from Katie about how the Lovely Homeschool course really revolutionized the way that she conducts her homeschool planning every summer. And I'm also going to give you a little bit more of a snippet of what is actually included in the course so you have a better idea of what all the Lovely Homeschool course entails. All right, ladies, so if you haven't heard on social media, I am reopening the Lovely Homeschool course this Wednesday, April 25th, for re-enrollment for the summer for anyone who's interested in the course for this year. So if you aren't familiar with what this course is, basically it's a 12-video course that walks you everywhere from the introduction of supplies and writing your homeschool mission statement and discussing educational philosophies and curriculum options to really making selections for your homeschool, mapping out your year, really putting it into a plan and prepping it for the whole year so that you have a very workable, solid year to go off of for your homeschool year to keep you on track and make you feel like you're really making progress through your year. So I really feel like this course is for both newbie homeschoolers who just want kind of that introductory information, but even homeschoolers who've been doing it for a while and need more of the bones of like, I've been doing homeschooling, but I need a better planning system to make things happen and maybe even work some of their own ideas into their homeschooling and be able to put that into an actual plan if they don't have a curriculum for it. So that's kind of the overview of what the course is and what I feel like it can do for people. But I have a friend here with me who is kind of my like relationally driven homeschooling guru. I've had her on the show before. She was on last May and hers was the most downloaded episode on day one that I have ever had. And it is Katie Duckett. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
I am so excited to have you here for just this short little episode to talk about the course because you have such a beautiful vision for homeschooling, but you really seemed to be impacted by the course and not just because you're a good friend.
That is true. I was impacted by the course and not just because you're my good friend. I loved it. I loved what it did for me. This was my 8th year of homeschooling. So I've obviously planned some years on my own before. And I spend a lot of time planning in the summer. And I feel like I get all my stuff out and I look at it and I kind of feel like I don't know exactly what to do, but I want to cover all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of a jumble and we get going and then, you know, I can't cover it all. I don't have a well-working plan. So kind of mid-year, I usually do a replan and sort of try to reset my sights. But I sort of feel like that's what I'm always doing is planning, replanning, what's working, adjusting. And I don't always have the time to put into that. So a lot of days I would just feel like I'm flying by the seat of my pants with a
Yeah.
general idea of what I want to do, but nothing that has accountability built in or anything like that. But after taking the course and after really putting into practice the things that you said, I had a six-term look at my year for each child. So I had three different, totally different grades. And even I incorporated my preschooler into that as well. So I had basically four, and I could do that. I could adjust it that way because it's very customizable. And I had my own schedule, the books that I wanted to read as we went along. And we're now in term six. And I just have loved the freedom that it's given me because I have this structure in place. I feel like I know where I'm going for that term, for that 6 to 8 week. They varied from 6 to 8 weeks, but I have built-in breaks. So this is the first year I was able to take like a true spring break where I felt no guilt. I took the whole week off and it was wonderful. And I knew I had that margin because we've been following the plan that I set up. We're not still catching up by spring break. And everything has just worked really smoothly because I learned how to structure my year. And that felt like something I should be able to do on my own, but it really wasn't something I was grasping until I learned. And I've just been so pleased for the ways that's opened up the year to me. It freed up mental space to be able to just focus on what I had originally set my sights on as I looked at the full year at a glance, what I wanted to cover. So I'm not scrambling to say, oh, I really do need to cover science, though, and we haven't. So I'm going to fit it in here and take this out. It was already all done. So I just really appreciated it. I'm so excited to finish this year and begin planning the next because I learned a lot. I learned, how many read alouds are too many in one term. Like what looks really good and what sounds really good probably isn't as practical. So I learned some things that are just going to help me hone things. But overall, it was just a really great experience. And I'm so pleased that I did it and I can't wait to do it again.
Well, I'm so excited because, I mean, for people who listened to your episode last year, they can see how you are so able to create that vision of loveliness and connecting with your kids. And so for me, I always looked up to you as a homeschooler and how you were able to formulate those ideas and convey them to your kids. And so it was kind of mind-boggling to me that something that I had to offer, you found to be valuable. And I think that the two of us especially, tend to work off of each other in synergy, like in that way. We kind of had strengths and weaknesses where the other person doesn't. And I love that. But you were a big driving force for me to even do this course because it was really sitting down and talking with you where you were like, okay, I have this, but I think you even said to me, what do I do with this? I was
That's
like,
true. Many summers in a row, now.
I was like, what do you mean you don't know what to do with it? Like, this is what that looks like. I think sometimes we get in our own heads and we don't realize that other people don't think the same way that we do. Like, well, doesn't this just make sense? But not everybody's brains operate the same way. And when I realized, like, okay, maybe this is a strength that I do have to figure out how to allocate your curriculum throughout your year to make your year work and flow well and get it done in the beginning of the year so you're not doing it all year long. That made me realize, okay, this is valuable. This is valuable to new homeschoolers and old homeschoolers alike who just want things to go more smoothly.
And I was able to take, I think I thought you only get that structure from like a boxed curriculum. As I started to find, like, the boxed curriculum isn't really providing the opportunities that I want to have. It's making me feel accountable to something I didn't set up, and it's not 100% what I want, but it's close. You're always sort of tension.
Tweaking,
So as I walked away from that, I still craved that structure, and I didn't know how to replicate it on my own. I just couldn't do it. And I tried many years. Even with you holding my hand, walking me through it, it still was not the same as when you put this course out and put so much thought and effort into everything and didn't take anything for granted. I really appreciated that. You put a lot of simple details in there that I needed. And then it was customizable to me on the computer. So twice during the year, I went back in and readjusted something in math and something in a reading list, a book that a child did not end up liking at all, and we scratched it. I didn't have to scratch it off. I went in and I printed it off anew. And that visually even did something for me that I could change it. Like I was in control of
Yeah.
it.
I'm so
It was
glad.
working for me. And I really appreciated that component to it, that I could customize it, I could change it at any point in the year I needed to. So I thought that the worksheets for each, I thought that was part of the genius of it, just that it was customizable and I can use it year after year. And now after this year, I'm very familiar with it, and it will only become more and more mine, something that I own. I change it up. So you really walked me through the formatting of the thinking part of it, and then the formatting to make it look like something that could have been a box curriculum, but is so much more because it's what you yourself have put the time and energy in. It's personal to your family and your children. So I loved it.
I'm just so glad that you did. And like you said, yeah, it's kind of like making your own curriculum that's customized to your family. So along with that, it also allows you to be able to kind of have this record of what you actually accomplished in your year, which I think is nice to be able to really go back at the end of the year, because I think a lot of times we get to the end of our homeschool years and just think like, what did we really do? But when you have these concrete plans and you can see how you were able to stick with them and what you actually did, it's kind of that proof that you need as a homeschooling mom. Okay, we did accomplish something.
Yeah, and we look successful. And that really is something when you don't see all these days that you missed. That was something I hated in the box curriculum, that if it was a 5 day a week curriculum and I could only do it for four, I always felt like, oh, I'm just not touching. And this really makes it something that works for your schedule. It works for your family. And like I said, when there was a book that I anticipated it being a go, but it wasn't, that was no problem. I could just take it out and act like it didn't happen, instead of, feeling like I failed at that, or we had to cross it off, and, I could replace it with something and feel like that was a success.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you're able to look back on that now and be like, wow, we made it through the year and we're able to stick with it. So I'm so happy to know that it worked for you and that it wasn't just, on a lark that I created this and hoped it would, pan out for people, but it is working as well for other families as it did for ours.
Yeah, and you really shared that gift that you have, and I'm so grateful that you did. And if nothing else, I needed that tutelage. I needed you to walk me through every step of the way so I get it in my head. And now I feel like this summer I won't have to beg you to tell me which. It's like you already did.
You're already good to go. And now I get to share it with new families who,
Yes.
and it's kind of exciting that, we have this Facebook group that, people can be involved in, that we do some live videos in, and people can ask questions. And we've got this whole crop of ladies who have used the course now for a year and use this planning system and can also attest to and help out with those questions and be there almost in a mentoring capacity to be like, look, this is how we used it. This is different curricula that we liked or whatever. I think it's just an awesome group to use as a resource as well.
Yeah, because it really unites whatever your style is or whatever curriculum you're using. There's not doesn't have to be anything similar. It's just that you're all crafting it together for your family. That's what is the uniting thing, and that's really neat.
Yeah, and especially if you do need like suggestions for different resources, if you're stuck on what to use for a particular subject or a kind of book that you need, like it's just a really great resource group of women who are all using the same kind of planning philosophy to map out their year and get suggestions from them. So I think that's just one more fun thing about the course, that it's not just you as an island doing it, like you've got all these other ladies who are kind of doing it alongside you.
Yep, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for sharing like how it actually worked for you. I really appreciate it. And if people want to access this course, you can go to thelovelyhomeschoolcourse.com. It will be available on April 25th, and we are going to be doing a special sale all day long. So every hour, the course will increase by $1. So it's going to start out first thing in the morning at, I believe I have it going live at 6:30 a.m. It will start out at $5.99, and every hour it will increase by $1 until we get to the $19.99 sale price that will last for a week, and then the course will go up to $24.99, which is the price that it will stay at throughout the rest of the summer.
$5.99, that's really fun.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. If you get in there and get that course early, you can get it for really cheap. So tell your friends about it. We have an affiliate group. If you want to be an affiliate, then you can go to thelovelyhomeschoolcourse.com and click on affiliates to sign up there. Affiliates get a 40% commission for whoever you tell about the course. As long as they use that link, then you will get a cut of it. And I just can't wait to see how all of you ladies are able to plan your year and for you to join me in the course. So thank you, ladies, and thank you, Katie.